This recording, Saskatchewan 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. I'm 44 years old. I live in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. I'm a father of two grown children, one of whom got married just the other day. My wife and I are great friends. We love to spend time together. We love to especially take part in church activities together, ministering to people and worshiping. I work with the church as director of a training school. As well, that's half time. The other half of my work life is spent with the provincial government in the mapping department. So I spend half my time with people, half my time with computers and engineering type activities. So it's a nice balance for me. Oh, that was an amazing day for our whole family. But for me in particular, I had the opportunity, which I never would have dreamed I would have, of actually officiating the wedding ceremony and performing the wedding of my son and my new daughter-in-law. And it was a very emotional time, a very rich time of building memories for our family. And we're looking forward now to how that's all going to fit together and develop as we enter this new phase of our lives together as a family. Well, that's specific to this area, I'm not sure. We say the Canadian A a lot. we say auntie, not auntie, which is, I think, even in Canada in some parts, say auntie. Not far from us in the States, they say roof, where we say roof. We say, maybe I'm just naive, but it seems to me that the Canadian accent and Midwestern Canada is kind of a generic type of an English accent that seems to go well. Even the States will recruit our people to read the news because it's kind of a generic type accent.